Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next few days will be favorable for field work, and some aggressive progress is likely to be made. We have mostly fair skies this morning and light winds. The temperatures are running mostly in the 40s, and it's a perfect start to a spring planting day across the region. We do not expect to see precipitation impact the majority of the region today, but we will have a chance for some showers to pop up across some of the areas in Michigan and Ohio, eastern Indiana, and a few other locations like in eastern Kentucky as we get into the day tomorrow and lingering a little bit on Thursday. The precipitation in those areas will run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch most often, but there will be some locally greater amounts. The precipitation will become an aggravation for the future planting across the region. Obviously, there won't be much field work because of the shower activity, and some of that area is still plenty moist. Drying is needed. In contrast to that, most other areas in the Midwest will see dry conditions until Friday, and on Friday we'll likely see some showers and a couple of thunderstorms possibly popping up across a part of Iowa, some neighboring areas of eastern Nebraska, northeast Kansas, northern Missouri, maybe even a few areas in west central Illinois. The precipitation is going to be scattered and mostly light. We could see amounts up to half inch in a few locations. The precipitation will be disruptive, though, to the perfect conditions that were suggested yesterday. Now, other areas in the Midwest will be dodging that precipitation on Friday. On Saturday, most of the moisture will be down in Missouri and neighboring areas of Illinois and Kansas. The precipitation is still not expected to be any more significant than what I described previously, but it is going to be still a bit of a disruption to farming activity. Because of the light intensity of the precipitation, though, farmers will be back into the fields rather quickly after the event passes on, and some field work will resume as we get into the weekend. The temperatures across the region over these next few days should be helpful in getting the ground to dry down a little bit, but it's still going to be a little bit on the cool side for a little while longer. Portions of the Midwest will see temperatures mostly in the 60s and lower 70s here today, but there will be a small pool of cooler air that will occur in portions of Michigan and some neighboring areas in northern Indiana and parts of Ohio. Those areas will see a bit of a cooler bias still prevailing on Wednesday and Thursday because of that upper-level low-pressure system, the cloudiness and shower activity that's expected in those areas, and the high temperatures on Thursday afternoon will be limited to the 50s and lower 60s in that area. Meanwhile, everybody else in the Midwest will be in the 60s and 70s with the most consistent 70-degree warmth likely near and to the west and south of the Missouri River. As we get to the end of the weekend, early part of next week, temperatures will become warmer in the eastern Midwest as well, and most everybody will be seeing temperatures in the 70s with some 60s in the north. Warmest weather will be in the southwestern Corn Belt, where parts of Kansas and Missouri may see temperatures getting up over 80 degrees for a brief period of time on Sunday, and even on Monday of next week we could see some additional temperatures like that, working their way a little further to the east to areas just near and south of the Ohio River. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be mostly in the upper 30s and 40s tonight, and again tomorrow night, with those 30s mostly confined to areas in the far north and extreme northwest. Mostly we'll be looking at some 40-degree temperatures through the weekend. I do expect a few upper 30s, though, to occur down in Indiana, parts of Illinois, and maybe even Kentucky and Ohio for a brief period on Friday morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.